Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, we're very excited to see a new Star Fox game announced, but we have to ask ourselves the question, why does Nintendo keep remaking Star Fox 64?
They love to do it.
Why, though?
They can't stop.
Why? Let's discuss.
It's true. It's like two things can be true. On one hand, the new Star Fox game does look really cool.
It does. It looks beautiful.
It seems to have a lot going for it. It seems like people are very excited for it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it is yet another remake of Star Fox 64. It's like, wait, we've done this.
Many times over.
Remakes, yeah. Reimaginings, whatever you want to call it. It's like, this is not our first rodeo when it comes to Star Fox 64. So why do we keep going back to this game in particular?
Yeah.
And I think it's something that we are feeling more so with this one, because it's like, gosh, it's been so long. It's been 10 years since the last Star Fox game. We've seen in that span, we have seen so many Nintendo franchises get reimagined, reinvented, like, you know, Breath of the Wild being the biggest example of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, when is Star Fox going to get that kind of moment where it gets reinterpreted for the future instead of always looking backwards to the past?
Yeah, why does Nintendo feel like it's not, either it's not worthy or it's not the right time for this big sort of reinvention? Like what happened with Breath of the Wild. Also, you know, what happened with Fire Emblem.
There's so many examples.
Why do they feel like that, particularly with Star Fox? Because they have kicked this can of Star Fox 64 multiple times over. It's not just the first time. It's like the fifth time.
Yeah, and it's interesting that Star Fox does get grouped in to the, you know, if you were listening, like, what are the big Nintendo IPs?
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people would put Star Fox in there. But if you actually look at the release history of the game,
it's very spotty.
It's very inconsistent. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of big gaps. There are some games that didn't hit compared to others. It's like a very front-loaded franchise.
Yes.
So it's like, gosh, they really need to just get back on track and get focused with this series for once.
Yeah, it's true. And we both really love the series, so of course we want to see, you know, it be successful and have longevity. And also, of course, we want to see, like, new people discover it as well, which I think is aligned with Nintendo's goals for the game also. But it's interesting that they've chosen this particular strategy over and over and over and over and over and over again versus the one that they have seen success with you know, the Breath of the Wild example of taking a game and completely, you know, reimagining it or, like, rebooting it in a way that's completely unexpected. They have seen success there. So it is an interesting strategy, particularly with Star Fox, that they keep coming back to this remake of Star Fox 64.
Right. So we have some ideas. We have some lessons from history that we would like to look back on. But first, like, let's look at exactly what we mean when we say that they have returned to the well many times. And we found some really amazing graphics on the internet
this is
really driving the point home. So Star Fox 64 was originally released on the Nintendo 64 in 1997. That game is itself, the second Star Fox game, is seen as a reimagining of the first Star Fox for the Super Nintendo back in 1993. So even back then, they were doing this thing of reimagining the original story of the first game. After that, there was a remake, Star Fox 64 3D, for the Nintendo 3DS. That was released in 2011. We worked
on that game.
After that, Star Fox Zero for the Wii U from 2016, a decade ago.
We also worked on that game.
This was the last original proper Star Fox game. We're not counting Starlink.
No Starlink.
Although Starlink is cool. I do want to take a moment to give a shout out to Starlink.
Starlink is cool.
If you want to do something to get all excited for the new Star Fox game, I would say play some Starlink.
That's right.
It's like, that's a Ubisoft game.
It's pretty fun.
In the Switch version, they did add some Star Fox stuff, but like, that's kind of a good game.
Yeah, it's a really good game.
Like, don't sleep on that.
Right.
Anyways, Star Fox Zero is also a reimagining of Star Fox 64. And again, these visuals just really drive it home how often we have been returning to very similar original source material.
Yeah, the second graphic that we'll put right here that is my favorite is that the only thing that's even labeled as a video game.
Yes, we've had one video game.
We've had one video game in the Star Fox series, and that one video game is the original Star Fox on the Super Nintendo. So everything else after that has either been a reboot, a remaster, a reimagining, or a remake. However you want to slice and dice that vocabulary, it has been sort of based off of that original SNES game.
Right.
Isn't that so interesting?
We're at a point now where like the meaning of remake versus it's super blurred and everybody has different interpretations of that, but like they're all based on this older thing. Is what we are trying to say.
And not in a rebooty kind of way, like what the Final Fantasy VII people did.
Right.
It is, if we, you know, just go to the Star Fox Direct that we just watched, it is pretty one-to-one.
Yeah, it's like when they played that first scene and you saw them coming into the sky, I was like, hey, that looks a lot like Fox 64.
They have that scene where they're in Corneria and they're doing...
flying over the water.
It's like, that's Star Fox 64.
Right.
That's not like... you know, Final Fantasy.
Yeah, we're not starting over.
We're not starting over. No. We're not taking the first 5 minutes and making it into like 4 hours.
No. So again, as we were saying, like, you know, there are a lot of Nintendo franchises that have fallen into this. Like where if you're not Mario, if you're not Zelda, things can get a little inconsistent. Like look at what just happened with Donkey Kong Bonanza last year, where it's like, oh yes, we
better get going on this.
We kind of lost track of that character and that IP, and now we have a reason to start up. And this is kind of where Nintendo finds themselves again here. So like we were saying, this Star Fox, just called Star Fox, so it's hard to say. The new Star Fox game
this is just called Star Fox.
Coming next month is the first new game in a decade.
Right.
Literally a decade.
Right.
Because 2016 was Star Fox Zero. And then before that, it was another decade.
Before Star Fox Zero.
Like going back to like Star Fox Assault or something like that.
On GameCube,
my gosh, like there have been these big inconsistencies in the release schedule.
Right. Interesting that you bring up Donkey Kong because, of course, we can't talk about Star Fox without talking about the Super Mario Galaxy movie or just the Nintendo movie properties, the Nintendo Entertainment properties. I mean, Donkey Kong... you could say, like, Nintendo got kind of a kick in the pants because they opened a Donkey Kong theme park. Donkey Kong was a huge character in the first Mario movie. So it's almost like that franchise kind of got revitalized with Donkey Kong Bonanza after Donkey Kong had been in all these entertainment things. And that was sort of the motivating factor for Nintendo, you know, whether they've confirmed that or not. But it certainly is like, hey, we better do something with this character if he's going to show up in all these places. And similarly with Star Fox, you know, it sort of started outside of Nintendo and from the entertainment side when, you know, and we do know this for a fact that Illumination had the idea of putting Star Fox in the Super Mario Galaxy movie and then went to Mr. Miyamoto and the team with the idea and they were like, okay, let's do it. And then it did seem like they're like, let's now scramble to do some kind of game part of it as well.
Right. So regardless of what happened in the past, they now have a big opportunity because... we had Fox in the movie that got people really excited. A lot of people were either reintroduced to that character in that world or introduced for the very first time to that character in that world. So this is the new starting point for this, hopefully, new era of this franchise.
Right, hopefully.
One hopes.
Yeah, that's the thing that is a question mark is since they have rebooted it so many times and they've had sort of all of these reboots kind of positioned as, this is it. This is the time we're going to really restart this franchise and start to be consistent. Like, is this actually the time? But yeah, I think that they have a big opportunity, certainly. Maybe the biggest they've ever had, because Fox is so, you know, broadly known now from the Mario movie. And it was very positively received as well. People like that people character. People like that character.
And I believe it's real. I believe the movie bump is real because, like, look at the numbers on the direct. Those were very high. Even, like, just for us, like, a lot of people watched our reaction, like, compared to other franchises. Like, oh, there's a lot of interest
in Fox
this, in this series and Fox right now.
And there are people telling, you know, again, anecdotally, like, you know, in sharing comments, sharing their own history with the franchise and saying things like, yeah, this is my first time and it looks awesome. Like, I can't wait to try it. I've never played this game before.
Right.
So there are a lot of new people out there that are, like, getting exposed to the first time.
Right.
You know?
So now, you know, again, we've had, like, these different eras of Star Fox, and it seems like at the start of every era, Nintendo wants to reintroduce Star Fox 64. So it, like, it really does reinforce that they see this as, like, this is the quintessential Star Fox experience. Like, later, we can go a lot of other places, but since we're constantly finding ourselves in this position of having to start over with a lot of new people, this is the best place for them to actually start off with the series.
I wonder why they think that, though, because they've tried so many times, and you could arguably say that a lot of the times they've tried before this most recent try with Star Fox, the new Star Fox game, it has not worked, because they've rebooted it, you know, several times in the past, and it hasn't really gotten that, like, huge new audience or had the longevity that maybe they would have liked. So why do they keep returning to it versus throwing out the bathwater and starting with a brand new idea? Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's a good point, because on the 3DS, that remake sold fine, but it did not set the world on fire and start this new era. The Wii U version, we obviously know what happened there, and maybe they could talk themselves into, like, well, on the Wii U, we had a lot of other issues, and we experimented with this control scheme that people didn't like, but there's just something about this game, and again, like, a lot of the people who were there from the beginning are still there, and they're still involved. Like, they just have this conviction that is like, no.
This is the one.
This is where it has to go.
Yeah.
So I want to go back to a quote.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I went back and reread the Awada Asks from Star Fox 64 3D, which is something I always like to do, because it's like, gosh, there's so much of that era that's documented really well.
Right.
And it's like, well, we've done this before. Maybe there is some insight from that mm-hmm. we can apply to here. And guess what? There sure was.
There sure is. Let's read.
Yes. So this is a quote from Mr. Miyamoto talking to Dylan Cuthbert, who was also one of the original developers on the first Star Fox game. I told Dylan-san that if this game was not interesting, I could not make any more Star Fox games. I said, if first-time players like this game, Star Fox will be reborn. That's how much I am counting on this one game. And then Mr. Awada chimes in, the future of Star Fox depends on the reception it receives. Okay.
Well then.
Well, there you have it.
The proof is right.
Then history repeats itself.
And that's what we need to do then. If you want to see more from this franchise, you have to...
You got to come out.
You got to come out.
Right.
You got to show up.
Right. But it's on contingent of them making this bet that, like, oh, this is the game that will start off this chain reaction.
Yeah.
And up to this point, outside of the original Nintendo 64 Star Fox, it kind of hasn't happened.
That. Yeah, so, yeah, it is curious that they already know that themselves. Like, they want this game to be the one that restarts or rebirths this franchise when, you know, again, era after era. But it hasn't worked, but they haven't, like, rethought that experiment. It's like, I'm going to run the same experiment again, over and over again, until maybe a different result happens. It's a very curious strategy.
Yeah. There's also some stuff in that Iwata asks where they do talk about how Star Fox is seen internally as this kind of technical showpiece.
That's very true.
And it's like, oh my gosh, like... And they also want to show, like, gosh, like, flying is this inherently cool thing. Like, let's use our technology to show how cool it can look to fly around.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I can see that. Like, on the 3DS. Or first we have the FX chip.
The FX chip.
And it's like,
chip.
Oh, now it's in 3D. And then on the 3DS, it's like, now it's literally in stereoscopic 3D.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay.
It's just graphically beautiful.
Now we've got the Switch 2. This thing's pretty powerful. We can remake a game, and it's not going to cost us $100 million like if we made the giant, you know, Mass Effect scale Star Fox
do
game.
Do it.
I mean, that's what I like.
That's pretty cool.
That's what I'm here for.
But they can
actually do that. And again, like, their thinking on this series has not really changed a lot.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's make it look cool. Let's start here, and that'll be the thing that gets us going.
Yeah.
So will it happen? I don't know. It does depend on whether people buy this game. Seems like that
seems might, like, seems a like lot that might, of people are
might
gonna
actually
buy
happen.
This game.
But
the game is priced really well.
That's a huge part
Again,
of it.
Again, you got a big bump
huge
from
part of it, yes.
The movie, just in terms of just awareness
yes.
around Fox and the cast of Star Fox.
Right.
A lot of awareness. So it's set up really well to be very successful.
But they have to not get distracted from there. And, like, that's also, I think, a part of what's happened. It's like, oh, yeah, we forgot about that. And 10 years later, it's like, oh, shoot. We have to start over again. It's the same thing with Donkey Kong. It's like, okay, you made a great new reimagining of that character and that series. Like, well, what now?
Yeah,
what
in
is
the, 2 years,
what is
what's
the next move in the next 1 to 2 years to keep this going consistently? So
yeah.
I think that's a big theme for a lot of Nintendo franchises. Again, not called Mario Zelda. And
Zelda.
That's like, you... People love these things, and you have an even bigger opportunity if you can stay consistent
right.
in giving people good experiences.
It's so hard
experiences
to get people back once they fall
with,
off.
With those. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, there are rumors that there is another Star Fox game out there, and, you know, it's a rumor, so you can take it or you can leave it, but there have been some people popping up to say, like, oh, you know... There might actually be another game coming. This was before this game got announced.
Yeah.
This was when it was just the original Nate the Hate rumor. They were saying, there's another game after whatever Nate is saying. That one's going to be bigger. That's going to be more ambitious. So it's like, okay, maybe they're following through on that. We're going to have to wait a long time
to see that come to fruition.
To find out. But if that's the case, it's like, okay, well, that actually sounds like what makes sense. Let's do this 1-2 punch. Let's kind of develop these games in tandem to be close enough that we can actually have this boost in momentum.
Yeah. So similar to what they did with Metroid, with the remake for Metroid.
Well,
and then, you know, they had a team that basically was, like, working on that game and using that as practice.
Right. That was a theory that we had.
Yeah.
Was, it's been so long, let's make an easier game, smaller in scope, and then we can transition what we've learned into the actual big new experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that could work. That could be great. And, like, if they don't wait too long to release the next Star Fox thing that is... You know, with that does have new ideas, and like we said, this franchise is just so ripe for so many new, fresh ideas. Like that, if they do that, like this is kind of like the entry point, and then the next thing is going to be filled with all of these ideas that we've had that we never got to do, and now that there is an audience for it, now that there is this big fan base for it because they played this Star Fox game and they watch the Mario movie and they know about Fox, like then it can make a big splash.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that could work. That could work really well.
Yeah. So I guess like we should say, like, are each of us excited to return to Star Fox 64
again.
Yet again.
I wanna go.
Yeah.
I'm pretty like I'm pretty okay. Like, I definitely will be playing this game. Like, I wouldn't say that I'm, like, doing backflips. Like, oh my gosh. I'm not doing barrel rolls yet. Maybe, like, half of a barrel roll. But this game looks, like you said, it looks beautiful. There are some really cool additions that they've added, like some good multiplayer stuff. These new cutscenes. I'm happy to return.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was initially pretty skeptical, and I think if you watched our reaction, you could kind of see my opinion maybe change about halfway or closer to the end, because it's like, I've played this game so many times, and yes, it does look cool, but it's like it doesn't seem that different. But then it just seemed like they kept adding little things and little features.
Bells and whistles.
It's kind of like the kitchen sink approach. It's like, look at all this stuff that we've thrown into this game. And it's like, all right, there's all of this stuff is probably not going to hit with me, but I do want to try it. And there are probably going to be some of that stuff that I do think is pretty cool.
Right.
So that did get me over the hump. The pricing is a huge part of it. The
pricing is good.
It's like, if this game's $70,
that would be bad.
I think that's like an extremely tough value proposition.
Yeah, but it isn't.
But I think at $50, and now like you can get the physical version a lot of places for $50 for pre-ordering. It's like I actually think that's pretty reasonable.
That's very reasonable
for what it is.
I think so too.
So I've come a lot more on board with that. That said, I do still really have a lot of high hopes for something bigger and more ambitious in the future. Like I think for a lot of people, Star Fox Assault introduced a lot of new types of gameplay in terms of the flying and on the ground and the character-based stuff. But it's just like, God, you have all of space, all this potential before you.
Yeah. Do something with it.
There's so much more that you can do than a rail shooter, which is like this very dated old genre that you don't really see much outside of these legacy franchises at all anymore. It's like there's so much more that you could do with this.
Exactly. The potential is so great. So it just hurts a little bit when you kind of see another remake and you realize they're not like even attempting to fulfill some of that potential. But I have hope. I think that this really is like, I know they're running the experiment again, but this time I really think it's going to work.
Okay.
I feel really good about sort of where Fox is as a character right now. Like, he is probably the most famous he's ever been.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like there is just a bigger appetite for this very old series. A lot of people just don't know this game. And now people know this character so much more. Like, there is a bigger potential for all these new players to come on and try it and fall in love with it. And I do feel like, you know, like as Mr. Iwata says, the future of Star Fox depends on the reception it receives. Those words, I think, will ring true again. But I think the reception is going to be really good. So I hope that signals to Nintendo, like, this is a franchise that's worthy of us supporting and us, you know, really taking what we have, which is a lot, and being creative and reimagining it in, like, a very, you know, different, bigger, cooler way than just remaking the same game over and over again. So I really have high hope for this. I think that this is the beginning of something pretty awesome for Star Fox. And I hope it comes true. I hope that Nintendo does that with the games. I hope that we see more Star Fox movies or animated series. I hope we see all of it because I think this is such a great universe and they shouldn't like sleep on it, you know?
I mean, the kind of intangible that they really nailed is the timing, which is in video games is so hard, but to have this coming very shortly after the movie is perfect. But also, like, in terms of the Switch 2 calendar, like, the first half of the year, it's been a different kind of game. We've had Pocopia,
Tomodachi Life,
this Yoshi game. It's all very, like, slower paced. Mm-hmm.
Very cozy.
Not as action-packed. So I do think that if you're, like, that kind of player who really, like, wants something that has more action, you're kind of starved for this.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
Maybe I would have, you know, waited and seen, but it's like, I got to get on this now.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for so long.
You're ready for, like, a change of pace.
Always. Yes.
You're ready to, like, inject some excitement into your veins.
Yeah.
And Star Fox will do that. And even if you're kind of on the fence, you know, the price is so good, you don't really have that as a barrier. It's a different kind of game than what Nintendo has released all year long. The movie has set it up really well. So there's all these positive things, like, boosting it. So again, if all of these things together cannot make this remake a thing, then it's really time to like go back to the
do it again.
We gotta
do it all over again.
But we gotta really do it. Like, we can't remake it again. Like, we really have to, like.
But what if we could?
But we really
And what
can't.
If we did?
But we really shouldn't. Don't do it. Resist! Because, like, this is pretty much, like, the best environment you could ever hope for for this game to release in to become a thing.
Yep.
If it doesn't work in this perfect environment, if it dies here, then you just, it's not gonna work. You gotta do something else. You know what I mean?
Well, we won't have to wait long to find out. It's like a month and a half.
We're gonna find out.
Before we will have this game.
Exactly. How exciting. How exciting. Okay, tell us what you think of Star Fox. The game has a name that's hard to say because it's just
literally
Star Fox. Are you someone who has grown up with the series? Are you excited for this remake? Are you tired of seeing the remake again? Were you hoping for something else? Tell us your thoughts in the comments, and we'll see you later.
Bye. Bye.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.